It's the Confluence on 90.5 WESA. I'm Kevin Gavin. The coronavirus pandemic has made nearly every aspect of life more complicated, including how we process loss. Normal rituals are upset. We've been spending large portions of time alone. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden reports on mourning during the era of COVID-19.
Ashley Taylor could have gotten special permission to visit her grandfather when he entered hospice this spring, but because she has an autoimmune disorder, she didn't feel comfortable visiting a nursing home, many of which have been plagued by the coronavirus.
But luckily, he was on the first floor for a little bit, and so I went to the window, and I played some of his favorite songs on guitar and sang through the window.
For a good portion of her grandfather's final months, he was alone, which was upsetting to Taylor's family. When he died in May, the funeral couldn't be in a church. The gathering had to be small, with everyone physically apart.
You know, we were all masked up. We weren't hugging. And that just felt so restrictive. To not be able to see full expressions was just, it felt like you didn't really know where everyone was at in terms of emotion.
Psychologist Brent Robbins specializes in the intersection of mental health and social issues at Point Park University. He says when people find funerals to be comforting, they report less overall grief.
Also less despair, anger, hostility, and guilt.
And when a funeral isn't comforting,
that can be something that's a catalyst for increasing grief. And other poor outcomes, like something, it could be like a family conflict would be an example.
Another poor outcome is something called complicated grief. That's when a person is still paralyzed with sadness months or even years after a loss. One of the most effective ways people can help a loved one is just by being present. That's hard right now.
Even when you're out, you're avoiding each other. So there's this profound lack of connection. And I think that has a very severe mental health consequence.
And for Ashley Taylor, after her grandfather's funeral, it felt like she was sad about a lot of things.
You're sad about this person that you lost, but you're also sad about all these things that you felt like you lost in the time of COVID.
Really, we're all grieving right now.
Amy DeGaren specializes in grief and loss at the University of Pittsburgh School of Social Work.
What we're mourning is this sense of normalcy in the sense of what was.
She says when someone experiences a tragedy, they have a shattered worldview. The ways they manage life becomes unsettling.
Because it's a constant adjustment to a new normal. And I'm hesitant to use the word normal because what we're experiencing is not normal at all.
Then layer on any kind of trauma or tragedy, a death, divorce, job loss, the fact that so many graduations and vacations and parties have been canceled. It feels so much bigger. Though some people may not experience grief right away because processing it right now is too much. DeGaren warns her graduate students who are studying to be therapists and social workers, those feelings come out eventually.
Get ready. You're going to be out there practicing as this comes into light.
Meaning when there's finally a vaccine and leaving the house is no longer a health risk, DeGaren predicts waves of people will suddenly be feeling all sorts of upsetting emotions and need mental health care. Ashley Taylor, who herself is a therapist, worries she hasn't fully grieved her grandfather's death because COVID-19 is so distracting.
Other than that initial month that felt really raw, like, I don't know that I've felt as raw as I was expecting for, like, the whole summer. Definitely, it's scary in a way to not know, like, what awaits any of us.
Which is why Taylor tells her clients it's healthy to mourn the absence of all kinds of things.
Grieving that you can't go to your favorite coffee shop or, like, I couldn't play with my softball team this summer.
She says it's important to allow yourself to grieve those things, too. I'm Sarah Bowden, 90.5 WESA News.